Kreishes Masechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed, we will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis at the bottom of the Amid. In our previous year, we had learned in our Mishnah that if there's an Erev Machshavas, if somebody brings a carbon and he has both a Machshava Chutzl Zmanoi and Chutzl Mekaymai, the halacha we learned was that the carbon is pasul, but it doesn't have the halacha a pigle. That if somebody eats from that carbon, there's a chiyuv karis. That was the opinion of Tanakama. And the Tanakama does not differentiate when that which machshava came first and which machshava came second. It is the opinion of Tanakama that under all circumstances, if there was not just the machshava chutzus manoi, there was also a machshava chutzus mekaimai, the carbon will not be considered pigle. The Reb Yehuda disagreed. Reb Yehuda said it makes a difference which machshava came first. Did the machshava chutzl mekaymai come first, or the machshava chutzl zmanai come first? And Reb Yehuda said that if the machshava chutzl zmanai came first, so the carbon became pigle, and once the carbon became pigle, it remains pigle, and if somebody eats that carbon, there'll be a chiv karis, even if afterwards he had a machshavas chutzl mekaymai. Only if first he had a machshava of chutzl mekaymai, and then he had a machshava of chutzl zmanai, will Rabbi Yehuda agree that that carbon is pasul and there is no chiv karis for that carbon. So says the Gemara, Amo Ilfa, that the machlaikas that we just identified between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, machlaikas b'shtei avoidus. The machlaikas is that he had by shchita one machshava, and by Kabbalah he had another machshava. Abu b'avoida achas. If while doing one avoida, that means he started doing the shchita when machshavas chutz l'zmanoi, and then he had a machshavas chutz mekaymai. There says Ilfa divrei hakol. Even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Says the Gemara, ir machshavas havi. It's considered that there's two machshavas here, and it won't be considered full-fledged pigle. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says, af b'avoida achas, even when he's doing one avoida, and within one avoida, he has this dual machshava. The Rabbi Yehuda will hold that if the machshava's chutzl zmanai came first, it will be pigle and b'chayiv karis. And the simple pshat in understanding Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, a concept that we're going to learn extensively in our shiur today, is because tfois lashon rishon, that you have to follow the first statement the person made. And since here he started with a machshava chutzl zmanoi, that it remains pigle, immaterial if it was two or one avoida. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al-Ilfa, according to Ilfa, the Mishnah is understandable. Midrasha, the beginning of the Mishnah, which spoke about Shuchat Chutzl Zman V'kibbe V'holav Zvara Chutz Mekaymai. The beginning of the Mishnah speaking about that he had these Machshavas B'shtei Avoidus, by different Avoidus. The Sefer also is talking about Shtei Avoidus. And the Mishnah is being consistent throughout that we're speaking about these different Machshavas by different Avoidus. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha B'shtei Avoidus, the Reisha is speaking about two different avoidas, and the Seif is speaking about avoida achas. It doesn't seem acceptable to the Gemara. So as the Gemara in, that's the way we're going to have to explain the Mishnah, that the Reisha is speaking about shtei avoidas, the Reisha is speaking about that he had the machshava by two different avoidas, and the Seifa, when we learn the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, is bein b'avoida achas, bein b'shtei avoidas. It says the Gemara, Tanan, the Mishnah, he said, the Gemara says now, seems to support Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. It says the Gemara, Tanan, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Zer Klal. Im Machshavas Zman Kadma Machshavas Amakim, if the Machshavas Chutz Zman comes first, it's going to be Pigel V'chayav and Karis. Bishlama L'Rabbi Yochanan, the reason the Mishnah added this Zer Klal at the end of the Mishnah, Hanek Tani Zer Klal, the Mishnah added this statement to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda states his opinion even by Avoida Achas. Elul Ilfa, but coin to Ilfa, whenever the Mishnah brings in a Zeh Klal, whenever the Mishnah brings in a rule, there has to be a reason for that rule. What's the point of that rule according to Ilfa? Elul Ilfa, my Zeh Klal, says the Gemara, indeed, Kasha, that is a question that the Gemara has on Ilfa's opinion. Says the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, when one did one act, and there was a combination of machshavas even within one step, it is the opinion of Reb Yochanan, according to Reb Yehuda, that we follow the first statement. Ask the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. The Mishnah Masechta Temura, again, speaks about a case where somebody has an animal which was designated as a carbon, and then he designates as another animal to be a substitute for the first animal, which is called a Temura. And the Torah says, Loya Mirenu, it's something that should not be done. However, Imhama Yomir, we're one to do so for Yehu Usmarasai Kaidish. So somebody said a statement as follows. I raise a Temura's oil and Temura's Shlomim. He said, Temura's oil and Temura's Shlomim. The Allah is, I raise a Temura's oil and Devar Meya. According to Meya, it's going to be considered a Temura's oil. Amr of Yosi, Im Lakaknis Gavin Techila. If it was really his intention that it should be both, but it's impossible for a person to say two different words at the same time. The halacha is Dvar Kayamim, and what he said is stands. And as we're going to learn, what happens then is you take this animal and you sell it, and half the proceeds go for carbon oil and half the proceeds go for carbon shlamim. However, Vimishamar, if he said, once he said, Hareza Tumuris Oila, once he made that statement, and then Nimlach, and he changes his mind, and Vamareza Tumuris Shlomim, the loch is, even Rabbi Yossi will agree, Hareza Oila, that he follow his first statement. The Rishonim ask a question that we know throughout Shas. There's a concept of Tarkadei Dibur. When as long as there's the amount of time of Tarkadei Dibur, the amount of time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mairi, the person has a right to retract. So the question asked the Shittim Mekubetzes, over here Rabbi Yossi agrees that if somebody said a raise the Tumuris Oila, he can't change his mind. But why can't he change his mind Tarkadei Dibur? Answers the Shita Kubesis. That person does have the ability to retract. And if a person said, I said this, and Tarkadei Dibur says, I'm changing my mind, and in such a case, we follow his second statement. However, the case over here is not that he said, I'm retracting on my Temuris Oilam. He's adding a Temuris Shlomim. And therefore, the Rabbi Yossi will agree that you can't superimpose a Temuris Shlomim on top of a Temuris Oila. Rashi says, the halacha is that one can't retract. And the question is, and so is too is the opinion of Tosfos, that the halacha of Tarkadei Dibur is not applicable here. And the reason why, so as Taisvist, there's a rule, I'm a Rasul Gvaik Misrasa Lahejit. Somebody who gives something, somebody who's magdish something with Shemayim, that declaration doesn't need a kinyan, even though normally kinyanim are required. By Hegdish, as soon as you say it, you can't retract. And therefore, the same by Tumura. Tumura is considered as if you're being magdish something, as we explained. And by you being magdish something, then you can't retract anymore, even if it's Tarkadei Dibur. And based on this, says the Ktsois, if somebody pledges money to Tztaka, so it also follows the concept of Miras L'Gvaya K'Misiras L'Hedjit, and therefore even Tarkadei Dibur, he would not be able to retract. The Machna Frayim disagrees, and he says that even though there is indeed a concept of a Miras L'Gvaya K'Misiras L'Hedjit, which is clearly being applied here when we speak to Kabbanis, we don't apply the concept of Emerus L'Gvayu K'Misrus L'Hedjit when we speak about Tztaka. Ask the Gemara, Ibailahu. So we just learned the Mishnah Masech, the Tmura, the Machlaikis of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi when somebody made a statement, Tmuras Oilam, Tmuras Shlomim. But now the question was when somebody said, Tmuras Oilam, Shlomim Mahu. Will Ramei agree that only because he said the word Tmura twice, Tmuras Oilam, Tmuras Shlomim, that's where he's going to say that the first statement stands under all circumstances, and the second statement does not. But here, when he said Tmuras Oilam v'Shlomim, that it's one statement, or does he say that as soon as he says Tmuras Oilam, it becomes an Oilam, and once he said it's a Tmuras Oilam, saying afterwards Tmuras Shlomim can't be effective because it already became a Tmuras Oilam. And if we'll say like this, if somebody said lachzois, if somebody said up front that I want it to be oil and shlomim, half oil, half shlomim, mau, what will be the halacha there? Will Ramei certainly agree in that case that he meant both and he said both? Or will we say that once he said oil first, this becomes a tmuras oil? And once he said oil first, it becomes a tmuras oil? And even if he meant it only on 50%, there's a concept of pashta, that it spreads to the entire animal and it can never be retracted. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says, in these cases that we just mentioned, Ramei will agree that it's going to be both oil and shlomim. And Rava disagrees, and Rava says, Adana Machloikis, whatever he said first is what counts. Amar Rav Abaya says Rav Abaya Lidach Dam by the Ma'ir Ramei agrees that the both statements stand in this case, and we won't say Tfash Shlosh and Rishon Hare Shchita. We learned in our Mishnah if somebody did the Shchita of a carbon to first Chutzlas Manoi, and then the next was Chutzla Mekaymai, that the two machshavas can live together, it should be considered like a statement that I said up front, I meant both, and yet upligi, we still have a machlokes, if that Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, we follow his first thought, even though it's all within one shechita, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, within that one shechita, it should be like lachzois. So why would over here be different? If you hold, there's a fundamental machlokes throughout Shas, how does the halacha view the act of shechita? Does the halacha view the act of shechita as you have to, what happens when we do a shechit is we cut both simonim of the animal, of the bird. But when does the animal become considered a shchuta, a slaughtered animal? Is it at the end when both were severed, or each simon is separately? So if you'll say that it's at the end, so then each simon is, we don't view each simon independently. But I hold, he says, yesh no shchita metchil v'atzoif, that the shchita begins from the beginning to the end. And therefore what that means is that every simon is considered separate. And therefore, since we're dividing the simonim, so the first simon was done with a machshava chutzlus manoi. The second simon sheni, was done with a machshava of chutzlum kaimai. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that we always follow whatever was the first machshava. And if the first machshava was chutzlus manoi, it'll be pigo. And if the first machshava was chutzlum kaimai, it'll be pasul. Masechta Menachos, there's a Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. There, instead of speaking about the Shechita Kabbalah Halachas Rika, which are the steps that are done when we bring an animal as a carbon, there we speak about a carbon mincha, which also has four steps. The Kabbalah, the Kemitza, then they're putting the Kemitza into the Klisharis, the Halach of carrying it to the Mizbeach, and the Akhtara. Says the Gemara, so by Shechita, asked the Gemara, you could say that we could divide the shechita into two steps, each simen being a separate step. But kmitza, we can't divide into two steps. So that for sure is like a case of lachzis dami, that you have both machshavas at the same time. And yet we still see Rabbi Yehuda says his shita. And according to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Yehuda, if you had the machshava chutz lazmanoi first, it would be pigle with karis. So if we're able to understand by shechita, well, we're able to divide it into two. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, whatever came first, came first. And whatever came second, came second. But in a case where they're not divisible, which is like a case of, we're learning, Ramey would speak about, where he said, and we understand clearly that his intention was that it should be half and half. What would Ramey say? And you're saying that Ramey says that even in that case, Ramey would agree. Here we see Rabbi Yehuda says that even in a case where it's obvious that he meant both, we still follow the first. And by kmitza, there's no way of dividing it into two, like by shechita, we were able to divide it into two. Says the Gemara, there too, it's divisible. Hasam the nami amar, kaimitz mincha, chutz lozmana, kaimitz lovainai, chutz mekaimai. When a carbon mincha was brought, all the ingredients of the carbon mincha were put into klisharitz, with levina, levina put on the top. When the kohen comes to do the kmitza, he pushes the levina to the side, and he does the kmitza. And after he takes the kmitza, he puts the kmitza in the klisharis, and then he gathers together all of the levina, and he puts it in that klisharis as well. And he puts on the mizbeach both the kohenitz and the levina. So here too, we're able to divide. Dama kaimitz mincha chutz lozmanai and kaimitz levana chutz mekaimitz. So it's divisible, just like the shechita is divisible. Says the Gemara, but there's a minchas chayta. Minchas chayta, which is normally brought by carbon oil of a yairit. There are two cases of minchas chayta. One is carbon oil of a yairit. A carbon oil of a yairit is a person, as we've discussed, by certain averus, the Torah looks at the person's financial situation. If he could afford it, he brings an animal as a carbon. If he can't afford to bring an animal, he brings two birds. And if he can't afford that, then he brings dalei dalus, he brings a carbon mincha. But that's being brought because he did an avera. And the halacha is, when such a carbon is being brought because the individual did an avera, the Torah says there is no levina brought on that carbon. So ask the Gemara, but what about kaimitz the mechas chayt, the lekel levina baday, and yet we still have the machlokes of Reb Yehuda or pligi? Says the Gemara, loy pligi. That, so you see that even in one avoida where there's no way, where it must mean one thing, he still argues. Says the Gemara, loy pligi. Abaye says in that case there won't be machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbanim. Ravashi, imtim tzalem with pligi, pligi with psias. I'll show you a case how they can be arguing there too. There's a locha walking towards the mizbeach, and each step is a separate step, and you can have separate machshavis in each step as you're walking with the klisharis, with the kaimitz, even of the mechas chayta to the mizbeach. Rav Simi ba'ashni masna kirabaya. Rav Simi ba'ashni says that Meir will agree that in a place where it's obvious that he meant both, that's what is the halacha. Huna b'nasim asik rava, even where it's obvious that he meant both, the opinion will be that Ramey will disagree there as well and follow Tfayis Lashon Rishon. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said, Rameya, that says that somebody said Tumuris Oyla Tumuris Ashlam, Tumuris Oyla Tumuris Shlamim, that we follow his first statement, and it's considered Tumuris Oyla, B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, as we explained his opinion when we learned the Mishnah, that he says Tfayis Lashon Rishon, the Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Amra Rabbi Yehuda Zer Klal, Im Achshev says Man Kodim, as machshavas amekayim, if the machshavas man chutz lozmanikayim first, then it's pigul v'chayovin Allah Karis. So we see that Rabbi Huda's opinion is that we filed Tfayis Lashon Rishon, and presumably that's where Ramei got his opinion. Amalei Abaya, Vam Rabba Babachanam Rabbi Yochanan, Kimagat Luhu, when you will want to learn the opinions of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi regarding the subject of Tumuris Oil or Tumuris Shlamim, Badi Adadi, Loi Pligi, you'll discover that they're not arguing. Ask the Gemara of Loi Pligi, how can we suggest that they're not arguing for a pligi? It's quite obvious that they are, for a mifil pligi, it's quite obvious that they are arguing. Says the Gemara Amalei, the pligi b'may the pligi, where it's obvious that they're arguing, where it's clear that they're arguing, they're arguing. However, v'loy pligi, v'loy pligi. And in a case where they're not arguing, when they're not arguing. And there are going to be situations, as the Gemara is about to explain, that everybody will agree we don't say Tfayis Lashon Rishon. And the Gemara explains itself. Where he said, first it should be a Tumuris Oila, and then it should be a Tumuris Shlomim. It's not a valid statement. Because once it's a Tumuris Oila, it's a Tumuris Oila. It can't become a Tumuris Shlomim. If he said, on the other hand, Loi Tachazu Elam Kain Chalazu, it should not be a Tumuris Oil unless it's a Tumuris Shlomim. Tumuris Dirakul Chayla, everybody will agree that it's going to have both Kedushas. Because he said that. That he meant both. Ki Pligid Am Tumuris Oil Tumuris Shlomim. Rameyus of Amida Havalameima. We have to watch his words. If he meant that it should be both, he shouldn't have said Tumuris Oila, Tumuris Shlomim. But he didn't say that. If he meant it should be both, Havel Amem Tumuris Oila Shlomim. And he said Tumuris Oila, Tumuris Shlomim. He said the word Tumuris twice. Shmamina. What does that indicate? That indicates Medah Hadubay, that he wants to change his mind. And as we discussed early in the Ashir, you can't retract by Tumura. Rabbi Yossi says, that even when he said Tumuris Oila Tumuris Shlomim, he always meant that it should be both. Because Iyama Tumuris Oila Vishlomim haven't been a Paga Tumuris Oila Paga Tumuris Shlomim. That half of it should be an oil and half of it should be a Shlomim. And that's impossible. Lekachub Amri Tumuris Oila Tumuris Shlomim, Lemermit Kul Oila Kul Shlomim. What he meant to say was that it should be both. And how would it be both? Sell this animal after it becomes bamum, and half the proceeds used for an oil, and half the proceeds used for a shlomim. So what we see from here is that a mayor, under certain circumstances, does not say Tfayis Lashon Rishon. But we're saying that a mayor follows the opinion of Yehuda, who clearly does say Tfayis Lashon Rishon. So if Dimi said to Abaya that who are Merloi Pligi, that indeed he said, Rabbi Babachana said there's no argument, and everybody, and even Ramey does not subscribe to Tfayis Lashon Rishon necessarily. However, I know I'm a Pligi. I say that they do argue even in these cases, and Ramey always holds Tfayis Lashon Rishon. I'm a Ulevi Tamer Baisha. Efshin Yadin Chavrin Bavlo. Maybe the Talmid Chachamim and Bavel know the proper girsa of our Mishnah, and the Gemara explains what does that mean? Amar Ula Vitema Efshiyad Nachamim Bavlo. What is the proper girsa of our Mishnah? Is it Kazayis Tanan? When we speak about so extensively in our Mishnah, when the person had the dual machshavas, what was the way it was? Was it, they said, kazayis, or without the vav, or kazayis, vikazayis, with the vav? And the Gemara explains what's the nafgamina between those two versions. And the Gemara says, if it's kazayis, tanan, so he said without the vav, so then it's considered two separate machshavas, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Tfais Lashon Rishon. But if it was used with Davov, Ava Kazayas or Kazayas, so there's a Vav connecting the two Machshavas, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, Erev Machshavas Ava. Clearly he meant to have both Machshavas, and since he meant to have both Machshavas, Rabbi Yehuda's rule will not be applicable. Adoma Kazayas or Kazayas Tanan, even if it had the Vav, Rabbi Yehuda, even if he said that Vav Prate Hava, it's still considered two separate machshavas, and Rabbi Yehuda's rule will be applicable. For Koshkein, if he said Kazayas, Kazayas without the Vav, says the Gemara, Toshima. So we need to understand what is the proper gears of our Mishnah, because that will be critical in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Toshima, the Bominei Levi Merebi. If somebody had on the same kazayas a machshava, that kazayas should be eaten chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekaymai. Mahu. What will be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in that case? Here, there's no tfais lashon rishon. There's only one statement. What will Rabbi Yehuda say in this case? Or will he say, even in this case, Tfais Lashon Rishon. Amalei, so Rebbe said to Levi, Zu Shela, it's a great question. Ir Machshavas Hava, and Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it's one statement, and there's no concept what came first and came second. Says the Gemara, Amalafonov, Rav Shimon Bar Rebbe. So Rav Shimon, Rebbe's son, said to him, La Mishnah Seinuhu, isn't this what we learned in our Mishnah? The Mishnah said, Lech Kazayas Bechutz, Kazayas Lamacher. Kazayas Lamacher, Kazayas Bechutz. Kachatzizayas Bechutz, Kachatzizayas Lamacher. Kachatzizayas Lamacher, Kachatzizayas Bechutz. And all these cases, Pasul, Vein Bekaris. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Ha'idach, in all the other cases, where there was a Machshava, where was one statement, Ir Machshavas Hava, Rabbi Yehuda will agree, because if Rabbi Yehuda were to disagree, even in that case, the Mishnah should have mentioned that amongst all the other cases that he's disagreeing. So Rabbi answers Rav Shimon, his son, and like that he shows why Levi's question is a fair question. As we've learned, there are a number of ways of expressing the two machshavas. You could say kazayis lamacher kazayis bechutz without the vav. You could say kazayis lamacher kazayis bechutz with the vav. And you could say kazayis lamacher bechutz. With there, it's clearly one statement. Amalei, who shall be dvar chachma? So Rebbe said to Reb Shimon, he asked me a great question. Vat amrit, and you're trying to say Mishnah Seinu. It's in our Mishnah. Uladadach, and he explains, Das nisach tati lekashloch. According to you, that I explained the machloikus of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim two cases. That the machloikus is both in the case of Kazayas Lamacher and Kazayas Bechutz, and also when he said it with Avov, Kazayas Lamacher, Kazayas Bechutz, that in both cases, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Chamim, and therefore, it's clear, it doesn't make a difference if it's one statement or two statements. Rabbi Yehuda always goes with the first machshava. That's because I taught you the Mishnah, says Rabbi to his son Rabbi Shimon, that the Mishnah speaking whether he said kazayas, kazayas, or whether he said kazayas and kazayas. But, says Rabbi, the day when I taught the Mishnah to Levi, delayas nis el chada, I only taught him one case in the Mishnah. V'shemina l'rabbanon. And now, Levi heard the other Talmidim Yeshiva, the Kagar Sitarti. I only taught him only the case of Kazayas, Kazayas without the Vav. And then, when Levi was in the Yeshiva, he heard them learning the Mishnah that's referring both the case of Kazayas, Kazayas, and Kazayas, and Kazayas. The Sover, and now he has a question. When they're learning that the Mishnah speaks about a Kazayas, is it the Didafka that the way Rebbe taught it to me is the way you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. That only in the case of Kazayis, do we have the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. But that who? But the case of Kazayis, Ir of Machshavas Hava, will be a case that everybody will agree is not, we don't follow the first Machshava. Or maybe the way they're learning the Mishnah is proper, that even in the case of Kazayis, does Rabbi Yehuda say we follow the first Machshava? And when Rebbe only taught me the case Kazayis, Ledi Shai Sheli, he only taught me one case, and he taught me only the case of Kazayis and Kazayis. He didn't teach me the case of Kazayis or Kazayis. Shailahu Nami Bahach. He also didn't teach them everything. And really, even by Kazayis or Kazayis, they argue. In other words, Levi was not clear in understanding how Rebbe learns the Mishnah. Is it that Rebbe says that the Machloik, and that's the way he taught it to Reb Shimon, that the Machloik of Yehuda and Chama are both by Kazayis, and by Kazayis and the Vikazayis? Or is the Machloikis in both cases? And he taught me one case, and he taught the Rabban the other case. Ask the Gemara, the Ha'asnei, Eilema, so let's the Gemara, we already did this. Vai Aista, which one did he teach him? Eilema, if we're going to say Tom Kazayis Kazayis, Halav Shiruhu, then it's obvious that Machlokes is in both case. It must be Ella Kazayis Kazayis Lasnei, that he taught him the case of Kazayis Ukazayis. That was the case that Kazayis Kazayis would out of off. There, everybody agrees we have the Machlokes. And there, Rebbe, and now Levi wanted to know, what will Rebbe hold in the case of Kazayis Kazayis, and also in the case of Kazayis L'mocha B'chutz. So ask the Gemara, if Levi wanted to know what Rebbe held in both of these cases, but to buy like Kazayis Kazayis, he should have asked the case, the question by Kazayis Kazayis. Why did he ask the case by Kazayis L'mocha B'chutz? Says the Gemara, Levi was being very smart in the way he asked the question. I'm going to ask a question that has in it both elements. And Rebbe explains, if I'll ask the question by Kazayis Kazayis, so he if he'll tell me that the case of Kazayis Kazayis, they don't argue, so therefore in the case that it's considered one statement, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, then certainly they're not going to argue. But now Levi thought to himself, but if Rebbe's going to tell me Kazayis is considered according to Rabbi Yehuda two separate statements, maybe Kazayis or Kazayis are considered two statements, and we have the Machloikis. But I won't know what Rabbi Yehuda holds by Kazayis L'mach B'chutz coming by Levi. And that's why I asked the question on Kazayis L'mach B'chutz. So I said, Mara, so what did you accomplish? If he'll say the Rabbi Yehuda even argues in that case, where he said Kazayis L'mach B'chutz, and he doesn't consider it one statement, he considers it two statements. So therefore, certainly Kol Shekein Kazayis will be considered two statements. But now we still have a dilemma, according to Levi. Eliyam leklola. Let's say Rebbe will say Kazayis L'mach B'chutz, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees is one statement. But that doesn't tell us what Rebbe is going to say is the case, because Kazayis miboyle. Answers the Gemara, Levi figured the following. In K Masach, if Rebbe would hold that Kazayis L'mach B'chutz, there is one statement, then even though he would have understood from the way Rebbe answered the question that if Kazayis is considered one statement, Mirsach Rosach, that he would have been upset why they asked the question. Because Rebbe would have thought to himself, Hashta Kazayas Kazayas Klolo, if Kazayas Kazayas is considered one statement, as we've been saying, Kazayas L'machah B'chutz M'bayah is certainly one statement. So he said, not only will I know from the answer what Rebbe holds, but I'll know from the way the question is answered, what is the answer. If, when I'll say, ask him, Kazayas L'machah B'chutz, will Rebbe not only answer it's one statement, but will be upset at the way I asked? Why will he be upset? He's going to be upset because I'm going to say, if Kazayas is considered one statement, then certainly Kazayas L'machah B'chutz is one statement. So that's why Levi very brilliantly asked the question this way, and that was the way that Rebbe will, by not just what Rebbe said, but why Rebbe, way Rebbe would answer. And Rebbe said, why are you asking? Rebbe would say, Kazayas L'machah B'chutz is your question? That's one statement? Even Kazayas is one statement. Why are you asking it this way? That would have given him the answer. So I saw that the Brisker Rav says that this Gemara serves as the basis for what we find in the Rambam and the Ravid all over. We often find that the Rambam and Ravid disagree, and we find that the Ravid uses sharp expressions sometimes in voicing his disagreement with the Rambam. And the question is, we know Divrei Chachamim benachas nishmoim, that when we don't agree, but we don't have to get strong about it. And yet here we find that the Ravid gets so upset at the Rambam. Said the Brisker. So, of course, the normal explanation, the typical explanation, is a Raisa Mirsuch Rosach. That when he's getting upset because the Torah is causing him to be upset. But here we have a whole new explanation of this concept, says the Brisker Rav. The Ravid doesn't always use the same expression in disagreeing with the Rambam. So what we're learning from here is not just if there's a disagreement, but the way the disagreement is expressed is also part of the halacha. And when the Ravid completely, vehemently disagrees with the Rambam, he uses a much stronger expression than just when he disagrees, but not with the same level of disagreement. And just like in our Gemara, Levi was using the way Rebbe would respond to him as a way of understanding what is meant. Here too, the way the Ravid wants to show to what degree he disagrees with the Rambam, he uses different expression to make those points.